The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Nii Osamills, has tasked the Lands Commission to come out with a strategy to redeem its image. He was speaking at a sword-cutting ceremony for the construction of a three-story office block for the Greater Accra Regional Lands Commission. The project, which will cost 15 million cedis, is expected to be completed in 15 months. Yahya Kwamwa reports.
The building of the office complex has become necessary following the fire outbreak that ravaged the offices of the Lands Commission 4 years ago. The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Nii Osamills, cited high level of suspicion and lack of trust between customary land authorities and the Commission, administrative bottlenecks, as well as multiple systems of records keeping as some of the problems that are sinking the image of the Commission. He urged the Commission to immediately integrate the various divisions of the Commission into a single corporate body to ensure efficiency.
The public image of the Lands Commission is not very good. A stronger partnership, therefore, is required between the Lands Commission on the national level and management to fashion out a strategy to redeem the image of the Commission as soon as practicable. The high level of mutual suspicion and lack of trust between customary land authorities and the Commission, especially concerning the management of public and vested lands. Your expertise will be required to restore confidence in this regard. The business as usual attitude, quote close, of some staff of the Lands Commission will not be tolerated. I'd like to urge the Commission to expedite and promote the integration of the four divisions into a single corporate body.
The Executive Secretary of the Lands Commission, Dr. Wilfred Enim Odami, commended the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Natural Resources for its support in approving the Commission's request to retain part of its internally generated funds to support its operations.